Greetings in the name of the Lord. We have been thinking together in this series of messages about the subject, the example of Christ to the believer. I have before emphasized, and I want to emphasize each time we touch on this subject, the importance of His example to us. I have emphasized before the fact that no matter how sincerely we try to follow the Lord Jesus, we will not always be the perfect example that the unsaved people need, or even that other Christians need. Sometimes before our children we may fail. We have to come back to our children, and I trust you have a humble attitude when you do fail. But we come back to our children and we say, I'm sorry for the way I treated you, for the way I spoke to you, for the way I judged you in a matter in which you were innocent, whatever our failure has been. We recognize that we don't always express ourselves rightly. We don't always react to people's needs correctly. We don't always conduct ourselves in this world as the example Jesus wants us to be. So I'm not excusing our failures. Certainly, God expects us to live in the strength and the help of the Holy Spirit in overcoming temptations and in being that righteous, pure example God wants us to be. But we recognize it's not always true. We're not sinlessly perfect as we live in this world. Before God we have salvation. Our sins that have kept us from heaven have been forgiven. But as we live in this world, we still have to fight the devil. We have to fight the temptations of our old nature. Now what I'm leading to is this again. We need to point to the unsaved people and to Christians alike that even if we fail and we're sorry for our failures, we have in Jesus that perfect example, one who never, never fails. I want to say that again, the Lord Jesus is our example in commitment. Imagine now, the Lord Jesus lived for some 33 years in this world. He never lost His commitment to the purpose for which He had come. He not only had come for a purpose, but it took commitment to that purpose from the very beginning. Even when you read from Luke chapter 2, where Jesus was taken to the temple, and then when His parents left and headed back, He stayed behind, and He talked to some of the priests and some of the leaders of the Jewish nation, asking them questions and all. His mother came back, and she said to Him, Son, why have you treated us like this? And there the Lord Jesus said to her, without rebellion, He said to her as a 12-year-old boy, I must be about my Father's business. So from the very beginning, the Lord Jesus had His purpose in mind. I have come, and my purpose is that someday I'm going to die on the cross for the sins of the world. So His purpose, He was totally committed to it. So in every phase of His life, and throughout His 3.5 years of ministry, once He began His ministry at His baptism under John, once He began that ministry, He remained totally committed. Now He did many things. He healed many people. He taught many people. He shared many truths with people. He directed people towards true worship and everything. But He still was committed to the purpose for which He had come. The Lord Jesus is our example in this commitment. When He not only said, I must be about my Father's business, but He pursued that business until the very end. And it must have been a temptation at times, as a time drew near. You look at Luke chapter 9, where He set His face to go to Jerusalem. He set His face to go to Jerusalem. When you look at the life of the Lord Jesus, again, there must have been times when He was tempted to not always pursue that commitment, and yet He remained committed until the very end. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, today in this message on commitment. I want to encourage you that when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, many of you have trusted Him even as teenagers. There may be some teenagers listening to this broadcast today. Or as young people, young couples even, young married people, or even as older people, we recognize life is long. And it's not easy to make a promise to the Lord Jesus and then to keep that promise with total commitment until the very end. We talked in a previous series about the subject of promises, vows to the Lord. And now it applies to this subject of commitment. So when I was 16 and I made a promise to God that I would be everything He wanted me to be and I would follow Him anywhere in the world, at that time I did not realize I would one day be a foreign missionary. I did not realize that I would one day go to the Philippines as a missionary, spend 11 years there, then go to Hong Kong as a missionary, spend 30 years there, go up into Shanghai, China for 17 years, 3 to 4 months a year, and serve the Lord up there witnessing to university students. I could not possibly have known what commitment would mean, but I believe sincerely I committed my life to the Lord. I not only surrendered to Him, but I made a lifelong commitment. And lifelong commitment has to be there. When we get married, for instance, in today's world, many commitments are not lifelong in marriages. People make all sorts of promises in their wedding vows. But even Christians, many times, are not committed for a lifetime. So in marriage, in this type of relationship, it is to be a lifetime commitment. And now, especially in our commitment to the Lord Jesus Himself, it is not just salvation. We know we're saved eternally. But it's a commitment to follow Him, to serve Him, to yield our lives to Him continually until the very day we go to be with Him. You notice the testimony of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24. The Apostle Paul had finished 3 long missionary journeys, and his life was already at an older age. Perhaps by this time, Paul was already 60 years of age. Undoubtedly, there would be many people who would say to the Apostle Paul, "Paul, you've done so much for the Lord Jesus. Isn't it enough?" People said this to me 9 years ago, when I supposedly retired as a missionary. I was already past retirement age. The mission said to me, "Now it's time to retire. You've served the Lord for 41 years, 11 in the Philippines, 30 in Hong Kong. Many of those spent part of each year up in Shanghai. You've done enough." No, God was not satisfied. One day I had made a lifelong commitment to the Lord. No matter what a mission said, no matter what anyone said, God expected lifelong commitment. This is not to my glory. It's just what I owed the Lord. I owed Him my life. And so my wife and I together decided that we were going to commit our lives continually and forever to the Lord until He called us to glory. And then 3 or 4 years ago, God called my first wife to Himself. And then I married again a former missionary, one who had faithfully served the Lord overseas in the Philippines for many, many years, whose life was committed to the Lord. And we together, in getting married, decided, as we would finish our lives, we together would continue to serve the Lord. And so, again, it's not to my glory, but I'm just simply saying that that's what commitment is all about. So the Apostle Paul, in that passage in Acts chapter 20, where many were urging him to quit and to simply let others pick up the task, Paul said, "I must finish the course and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus." In other words, I'm not through. I must finish my course. It was only in 2 Timothy chapter 4 he could finally say, even just days or perhaps a few weeks before he died at the hands of the Romans, "I have finished my course." So in Romans 15, about the same time he had spoken in Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul could say, "I'm coming to Rome. I'm going to beyond you, beyond Rome. I'm going on to Spain, to that western side of Europe." In other words, he still had a vision. He still had a total commitment to God. And my prayer for you, as you are listening to this broadcast, is this, that you might realize that God is asking from you total commitment of your lives. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you would totally commit your life to Him. Whatever calling God has given you in life, whatever purpose He has for you in life, that as long as you live, you would not yield in the matter of the sin that is around you. You would not yield to temptations. You would not yield to pressures of people who are putting pressure upon you to quit. But rather, you would have a lifelong commitment to the Lord, to live a pure life, to live a useful life, to live a committed life, that you might serve and follow Him in any capacity in which He leads you. You would serve and follow Him until the very day He takes you to be with Himself. May God make this the deep desire of your heart, and may this be possible in your life with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit. May God bless you, each one.